Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
California lawmakers want to jack up fines for protesters who block highways. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, you can see this one coming from a mile away.
That's right. That's right. Especially after the blocking of the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge and other highways around the Bay Area. What I didn't see coming is that it was going to come out of Southern California. Katie Sanchez from the Orange County area has introduced a bill that would increase fines. Okay, this would be a straight fine. You get a ticket for it. To $100 to $200 for offenses. And if you did it repeatedly over, let's say, 3 years, in other words, you went back and did it again and again, it could get as high as $1,000. And that's real money when you start adding in the surcharges that anybody that's had to pay like a ticket knows about. There's always, when you go to pay the fine, there's surcharges added in there, and that could double it up to like $2,000 or $4,000 for repeat offenders. Now, the reason she's doing this is that she says that, you know, most of the protesters in the past, at least, have gotten prosecuted, and they wind up with community service without any really hefty fines. And this would add on to that. Now, it's a controversial proposal because not everybody thinks it might be effective or it could be targeting free speech, but it did pass the Transportation Committee 8-5 with bipartisan support, and that means that it moves on. That was the minimum it could get to move on. Remains to be seen where it goes. But it gives you a feeling that, you know, this problem is, or this challenge is being heard in Sacramento, which is something we haven't seen before.
Yeah, and Assembly Member Sanchez was talking about specifically on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, where three organ transplants were delayed at that local hospital. I mean, that certainly gives some credence. Also, I'm impressed with the idea that it goes up. In other words, you don't learn your lesson, we're going to charge you more. And if you still don't learn it, we're going to charge you more again. Where do you think it will go? Any idea?
Well, it goes to appropriations. Now, this is where things start getting interesting up in Sacramento, or dicey, or whatever you want to say. It's, you know, these bills, they move from committee to committee, and eventually the idea is to get it on the floor. But in the hallways between the committee rooms is where things fall off. Now, when it goes into appropriations, you can just bury it there, saying, well, we want to study it. So it depends on if there's still an active push and if there's still more demonstrations that keep the problem or the challenge in the public's eye. And when it's in the public's eye, it's in the lawmakers' eyes as well. So if this continues, it could happen. Now, it's interesting to note that at the same time, Sanchez was expressing frustration about prosecutors not acting. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins in San Francisco and the Highway Patrol are still investigating those 26 people arrested and charged with conspiracy. That ups it to a felony, saying that they worked in tandem, they planned this thing, and they organized it, and that this wasn't just a spontaneous demonstration. This was an organized event. And so we're still waiting to see where that investigation goes and if they get charged. But like I said, the problems and the challenges and the protests don't show much sign of letting up. We'll see when the next one happens and how Sacramento reacts to it.
Thank you very much, Phil. That's the KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.